Hi, I'm Robin Trimingham, and I'm here with Phil Story, the founder of Olderhood.com. You're listening to Radio Olderhood, a continuing series on retirement happiness. So, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hi Robin, hi everybody. Well, another interesting week, I think. The latest volume of Retirement Happiness, number five actually in the series, actually managed to get significant feedback because I think what we tried to do this week, and I think what we're moving towards, is rather than talk about, hey, it's nice to be happy and everybody needs to love each other, and which is kind of okay, but it's very loosey-goosey kind of stuff. This week, we attempted to highlight or identify specific things, for want of a better word, as to how you can be happy or happier. This week, for example, we talked about travel. Going away on holiday, going away on vacation, and especially as a retired person, where clearly in some cases people go away when they retire for the trip of their lifetime. They've never seen, Paris, or they've never seen Rome, or they've never seen Hong Kong, or whatever.
Do you think most people have a bucket list of places that they really want to
Oh,
go?
I think without a doubt most people have. I wouldn't say everyone, but most people. I mean, they have a checklist.
Do you think that's a good idea? Should people have a list of places
Well,
they want to see?
it obviously is a very personal thing, but I think it's fine, providing you do it on the basis of you're doing it for pleasure. You're not doing it to tick off the checklist. As I say, like if you've never been to Rome or Paris, of course, by
So,
all
in other words,
means.
these places should be places that you think would be, personally inspiring to see, as opposed to all my friends have been there.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna have a checklist that says, okay, I've been to Rome, I've been to Paris, I've been to Istanbul, I've been to Tokyo, whatever sort of thing. Next month we're going to go to Kazakhstan. Well, okay, that's great. Prince Harry goes to
Do
Kazakhstan,
you
but not
think
everybody does.
people who are continually hunting for the next new thing in their lives are happy people?
Oh, I'm not sure you can join those dots. You mean from a travel perspective or just generally?
We're talking about travel today, but in any perspective, because I actually worry about these people who, it always has to be something new, or that they're not capable of just sitting home and enjoying a sunny Saturday afternoon.
Well, I think really the point is that a lot of people do that, especially those in retirement, because, I mean, let's be honest, there's only so many years left. I mean, without being morbid, but the fact is, there's only so many years left. Therefore, while I'm youngish and while I'm able, and hopefully while I can afford it, I'm just going to go and do it. Well, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But that's, I think, the driver behind it, that they would just say, let's just do it, because in 5 years' time we won't be able
You
to.
know, that's interesting though, because the people I know personally who've actually lived past 90, they just get up and they go, okay, today's today and I'm going to do today. And they don't worry about, oh, I'm 90, I only have 5 years left.
No, I think broadly speaking that's right, but I'm saying that you're asking the question about the bucket list, for example, which is really a list of things that you want to do before you do something
I
like
mean, let's talk
kick
about
buckets or something.
Warren Buffett. Warren is what, he must be almost 90, if not
Yeah,
already 90.
yeah.
And he still gets up and he does the same thing every day. He checks on his companies. He drives around in the same car. He lives in the same house. I don't think Warren worries about how much time he's got left.
Well,
I think Warren just worries about, you know, what he needs to do today or this week.
Oh, that's true. But then again, if he wants to go to New York, he just drives down to the private airport, gets the private jet and flies to New York.
Actually, Warren doesn't fly. I read that somewhere.
He
owns this huge private airline,
yeah.
And yet he doesn't fly hardly ever.
He's getting too old.
Well, I don't think he thinks he needs to.
No, okay. So the point I was making, though, was that if you are going to... Let's use your bucket list as an example. If you are going to tick through your bucket list, and if you're going to go to, let's say, Paris, and you've never been to Paris before, then by all means go to Paris. But rather than take a budget hotel, or, you know, pay for a budget hotel, where you have to be out of there at 9 o'clock in the morning and really can't get much, you know, in there much before, you know, 6 o'clock at night. Therefore, you have to be out all day. Don't spend the money in the budget hotel. Go upmarket a little bit. You know, as far as your budget can handle, of course. Yeah. I mean, go and stay in the Ritz if you want.
But not to be controversial here, I think what you're trying to tell people is that you should invest in yourself and in your experiences. Because to you, the upmarket hotel might make the experience. To somebody else, it might be stay in the budget hotel, but go out for dinner and have a bottle of Sauternes.
Oh, of course, they'll know a bit about that. But I'm saying, rather than scrimp and save on the basics, the essentials.
On everything.
Right. Things like airlines. Yes, by all means, you know, to fly to Europe or from whatever, you know, can be expensive. So you look for budget airlines or whatever, that's fine, there's nothing wrong with that. But what I'm saying is that for your own personal comfort, particularly as you're getting older, that, you know, you need a nice comfortable bed, you know, you need enough room in the room to walk about.
You know, well, actually, I will agree with you on that. It doesn't matter what the price of the hotel is. The hotel room needs to be spacious. I stayed in a place in New York last year. I'll be kind, I won't mention it. Oh, my goodness. There was 2 square feet on all sides of the bed. And that was it. That was the entire hotel room.
But it's the same belief.
I felt like I was locked in a box. It was awful.
Well, you go to some of these bathrooms. Particularly, like London, London's got some really, really good hotels. But it's also got some really small places, or at least the rooms are small. You know, you go to the bathroom and you try and brush your teeth and you bump your elbow against the wall. I mean, you don't need that.
And especially not everybody realizes you're well over 6 feet tall. And so for you, I would bet that really is a problem.
Well, it would be a problem. So I'm saying that rather than be cheap about the basic comforts, in this case the hotel, then to be happier on this great trip of a lifetime, spend a few extra dollars or pounds or, you know, euros, whatever.
And give yourself a real experience of a lifetime.
Well, no, you don't. I mean, you just don't have to be fantastic. Have a nice time within a sensible budget to give you the happiness that you're looking for.
Okay, that sounds like a good place to stop for this week. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/olderhood, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week. Take care, everybody.